You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Lonnie Hinton, 29, is one of the first customers of the morning at a California Walmart. He shops and checks out before 7 a.m. Before he leaves, he pulls a knife and stabs an employee without saying a word. Jessica Morales dies of her injuries before she can get to a hospital. Later that day, he walks into the Riverside County Sheriff's Office and confesses he killed someone.
Hinton was on parole at the time of the attack after serving a sentence for robbery. Police say there was no interaction between Hinton and Morales before the stabbing, and they did not have a prior connection. Morales worked at Walmart for over 25 years. Hinton is now held at the Coesburg Detention Center.
Robbery parolee Lonnie Hinton now charged with murder. Chick-fil-A employees are known for wonderful customer service, but how about fighting off robbers? 4:30 a.m., a Chick-fil-A delivery driver alone in the kitchen area when a masked man with a gun smashes through the drive-thru window and demands the employee open the safe. Instead, the delivery driver fights, struggling for the thief's gun. When the driver wrenches it away, the thief takes off through the back door. During the fight, the driver pulled off the thief's mask, and he is identified as Tommy Williams from surveillance video. Williams, 51, located and arrested, now facing a list of charges related to armed robbery. Well, he got more than a chicken biscuit. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in New Mexico as authorities in southeast Albuquerque investigate a tragic incident in which three people have been found dead in a home in what appears to be a murder-suicide. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Albuquerque police reported that a 22-year-old man is believed to have fatally shot his 20-year-old sister and 17-year-old brother before taking his own life. All three victims sustained gunshot wounds to the head. A motive for the murder-suicide remains unclear, and the names of the deceased have not yet been released. Officers responded to a call around 11 p.m. on August 4th, reporting three unresponsive individuals inside the residence. Upon arrival, they pronounced all three dead at the scene. The man lived in the home with his younger siblings and their mother, who was not present during the shooting. She discovered the bodies upon returning home and immediately contacted the police. At a news conference, Gilbert Gallegos with the Albuquerque Police Department said an investigation continues and said, quote, "It's real tragedy."
If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts or mental health matters, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988 or 800-273-8255 to connect with a trained counselor or visit the NSPL site. That number once again, 988 or 800-273-8255. An Illinois sheriff's deputy has been charged with murder in the death of a black woman shot during a confrontation over a pot of water in her home. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Court documents detail the incident involving former Sangamon County Deputy Sean Grayson, who allegedly shot 36-year-old Sonia Massey in the face and then discouraged his partner from providing medical aid. Grayson, who has since been fired, appeared in court, where County Circuit Judge Ryan M. Cadigan denied his pretrial release, citing a significant deviation from societal norms. The shooting occurred on July 6th in Springfield, Illinois, about 200 miles south of Chicago, after deputies responded to Massey's 911 call about a potential prowler. Prosecutors allege that after Grayson allowed Massey to move a pot of water from the stove to a counter, he aggressively yelled at her, drew his 9mm pistol, and shot her as she tried to surrender. The 30-year-old Grayson, who is white, faces charges of first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and official misconduct. He pleaded not guilty during his initial court appearance.
Grayson is scheduled to return to court on August 26th.
Thanks, John. 27-year-old Julianne Miller's boyfriend, James Clayton, moves into her Connecticut home. Things get serious. She deeds half the property to him. A year later, their relationship begins to sour, and she wants his name off the property. The day after Julianne gets a quit claim deed for Clayton to sign, she disappears. Julianne's parents report her missing when she doesn't answer their calls for a week. A neighbor remembers hearing Julianne and Clayton arguing over the property and hasn't seen her since. Clayton tells cops he last saw Julianne leaving their home in a brown truck driven by a man. Investigators find blood on Julianne's couch, bleach spots on the living room carpet, and some of her jewelry is found for sale at a pawn shop. James Clayton refuses a polygraph. Julianne Miller, 5'6", 110 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, now missing 42 years. If you have info on what happened to Julianne Miller, please call Old Saybrook, Connecticut PD, 860-395-3140. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.